Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
You're right, everyone. Thank you so much for subscribing to my podcast. I really do appreciate it. Honestly, thank you so much. Look, there's another way of getting more Clinton into your life. If you go to patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste, you'll find filmed footage, audio bits, discounts on merch, newsletters, the lot. patreon.com/ClintonBaptiste. And thanks again, everyone.
Previously on Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast.
Now, this has come from my sister, Karen, in Bolton. Good girl. Ha-ha! Incense candles.
Roll up, roll up. This is Clinton's mother. She's ready for anybody.
I'm just picking up the lottery numbers for this Saturday. Sorry, share the numbers with the audience. I don't think so. I don't get nothing back, see?
Oh, my God, it's you, the funny lady.
Toops. Good morning, Angel Waters, Gabriel Waters to all. It's Monday, it's Ramon here. That's a surprise for you, isn't it? Clinton's asleep, so I've got a hold of his recorder, and I want to say, do you know, it's a miracle I could find it, folks. The mess in his teepee. Oh, all his. Disgusting. Crusty socks, crusty pants, all over the flare, bits of crystal, boxes of that horrible minging incense. He's a dirty bastard. Ugh!
Hey. Hey, what's happening? Where's Lucinda?
Well, she went away down to the river with the mystic ringer bronze.
Yeah, vegan food can do that to you.
It's a meditation workshop, Clinton. Well, that was right embarrassing last night when we all came back to the tent. What a tip. That was disgraceful. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's not just my mess.
Whose mess is it then, Clinton?
Tarawax?
Oh, come on. Those are Tarawax fags on the floor. Crunched up beer cans, eh? Is that Tarawax wallet with the coppers all scattered across the grass? What about that stinking cesspit of a sleeping bag? Is that Tarawax as well?
No,
all the newspapers and the rolled up bits of bog roll? Aha.
I just want to say that Ramon has clearly had a drink last night. I'm not falling for this road to Damascus nonsense. And Lucinda, oh, blimey, I had to wait outside the teepee for an hour and a half while those two were at it last night. The noise coming from this teepee, she was like a wailing banshee. Or another noise from a folklore that's maybe non-specific of which ethnic origin isn't wholly established.
Just while Clinton is out of the teepee getting the coffees, can I just say that, yes, he's a dirty bastard. Unclean, I've smelt better at his ma's house, and she is a slovenly whore.
Can I just say, while Ramon is out of the teepee, that he's not the easiest person to share with, all right? If he's not snoring all night, he's in the dark chatting away to his what he says is his new spirit guide. Get this, Professor Stephen Hawking, no less. And also, I'll tell you what, if I hadn't let him share with me, there's no way he'd be able to bed his new girlfriend, Professor Mary Beard, I call her. Hairy Beard's probably more accurate from what I saw the other day.
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 3, The Healing Festival, Episode 4.
Well, it's now 9:30, and me and Ramon here are going to a workshop led by a man called Tor, apparently about unleashing the pure blood of your inner Viking. Sounds a bit doubtful, but at least I might get to wear one of them helmets with the horns coming out.
What we are concerned with here today is how to be a spiritual Viking. Let us begin with some invocations to pagan Norse deities. I say to you, Hel, 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 join with me.
Hel,
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 Hel.
How can we become a spiritual Viking? Yes, you.
Well, is it to be like surviving in extreme conditions, ice and that?
No, how quaintly naive. No, what it means broadly to me is that in the world of chaos, we return to the ancient Nordic religion of Asatru as our anchor. And when I say return, I mean it. Literally, I am pure Nordic man, and I believe in something called astral projection, where the soul is separated from the physical body. I can return specifically to the time of the Nords, their philosophy, their Aryan power. And that, my friends, is where I and we all can derive the strength to tackle the 21st century. It is our destiny! Hey, guys, what do you both think of the session?
Fascinating. I'm particularly interested in astral projection.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, in a way, that's what I do with my skill set. I'm Clinton Baptiste.
Oh, yes?
Yeah, don't matter. And actually, this will interest you. It's quite well known that I, too, have a Northern European connection. I have a Greenlandic spirit guide who's with me all the time, called Tarawak.
Greenlandic. Is he slow?
Well, it can be sometimes.
You know, Greenlanders are considered the Irish of Scandinavia.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you mean by that exactly.
Well, you want to try being a Scotsman in England?
Good day, and hail!
And Zeke, hail, you know. Clinton, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think that's very nice, you making fun of your spirit guide like that. Tarawak, I think that's very rude. You blamed him for... You were sitting there, I heard you, you were laughing away there with that Scandi guy, Thor, and he saying he was thick. That's terrible. Aye, and you blamed him for making a mess in your tent. How awful. Do you know something? I wouldn't be surprised if...
What's this?
Tarawak?
Yes, Clinton, I've had enough.
Oh, it's... What was that? Tarawak, what was that?
Ramon, I come to you.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
Clinton, he's leaving you.
Oh, he wants to go over to you, does he? You think you know what's better for Tarawak, do you?
Oh, Tarawak, eh? Well, you've lost one there, pal. Hello, Tarawak.
Hello, Ramon.
Oh, you don't even speak like that. You know what? All right, you can have him if you think you can handle him. Go on. If you think you can keep him in herring all day, if you want to listen to his shit anecdotes about huskies every time he has a drink, you have him. See how bored you get of each other when the honeymoon's over. And I won't be waiting for you, Tarawak. So long, my Greenlandic friend. It's been fun. But don't come back to me tail between your legs, because I will have moved on, mate. In fact, if you're listening, Tarawak, I want you gone by the end of the day.
Ramon.
Yeah, I think your spirit guide wants to come over to me, yeah. He's not enough room for both of them.
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking, yeah. Come over to me, Stephen.
I doubt that very much. I doubt he'll go for somebody that's not quite got a brain.
Come on.
Hold on just a second, Tarawak.
Wait a minute. But Ramon, I want to stay with you. Ramon, I want
that's
to stay
That's
with
Stephen
you.
Hawking. That's you're you doing really a squelchy brain. Noise.
It's not. That's Stephen Hawking. Stephen, can you hear me? Are you okay there? Is the chair comfy?
Oh, don't
That's
be ridiculous.
Good. Here, just Hold a second on. Now. Oh, wait a minute. Stephen, what have you been working on up there with the stars now? Building planets.
Hold on, he's coming through to me now. I want to come over to you.
I'm talking to Stephen Hawking right now. Stephen, give me a theory.
That's just you doing a silly voice.
That was a theory. Stephen, are you there? Stephen, I'm getting vibes.
No, he's coming up.
Hello, Ramon.
Yeah, and that's just you doing a squelchy voice, isn't it? He's coming over to me. I want to come over to you.
Stop. He's talking. Sorry.
It's Stephen. He's giving me the vibes. Stephen, are you okay up there?
Yes.
And what are you working on?
There is.
And are you doing very well up there?
No.
Why not?
It's an arse bowl.
All right.
Oh, hold on. He's coming. He's coming through to me now.
No, he's not. Oh. He's with me.
No.
No.
Hello. Oh, bloody hell. It's my sister. What is it, Karen?
Did you phone me?
Oh, yes. Listen, have you managed to book me that train ticket for this afternoon?
Well, why couldn't you book it?
Excuse me, what's with the attitude? I'm in the middle of the countryside, aren't I? I can't get the internet.
Well, I've just spent more than 45 minutes looking for the bloody Virgin Trains website.
Right, OK, and have you booked the ticket?
I think I was closer to 1 hour.
Karen,
have you booked the ticket? Found Virgin this, Virgin that.
Have you booked the ticket? Hello?
Anyway, eventually I found out that Virgin Trains isn't even Virgin Trains anymore, is it? It's on Spanish or something.
Do you know what, Karen? You're getting duller by the second. Me, right? I've moved up in the world, my love. Yeah, moved up. If you had a single ounce of get up and go in there, you get amongst these intellectual, poshy type people that I'm mixing with instead of sitting around there.
Well, I bought the ticket, haven't I?
Right, thank you.
Quentin, you might not be saying all this if you had a constant bloated
speech. Thank you.
Chakra Crystal Ball Mediation and All Vedic Spray will be happening at 7 p.m. tonight. Dianthan Nasalis says the spray may contain elements of cat, so if you're allergic or angry about that, please let Dianthan know before she begins the panpipe CD.
I tell you what, balls to Tarawak. If he wants to go off with someone else, sod him. Stupid bloody Eskimo twat. Sorry, excuse my French. Inuit twat. Never mind. I've got to focus. Because between you and me, I'm hoping Lord Hawley is going to come and watch my seance today. If it goes well, who knows? Perhaps I may even get to headline his BBC Two special on Monday. You never know. Fingers crossed.
Now, I'm picking up the spirit of someone called Sam. Sam, does the name Sam mean anything to anyone? Anyone to you? Anyone? Anyone? Yes, anyone. Sam.
I think it's me. We were married.
Oh, you, sir? Yeah, I think it is. What's your name, mate?
My name's Greg.
It's definitely you, Greg. Greg. Sam saying Greg. Can you stand up, please?
Oh, wow, yeah, okay, yeah.
Right, Sam is so pleased to see you, Greg. She's watching you every day, and she's missing you too.
Oh, no, that can't be me, because Sam wasn't a woman. He was my husband, see?
So, what do you mean?
Sam. Samuel. He was, you know, he was my husband.
Right, it's not a woman.
No, no. I think you probably got the wrong Sam. It's, you know, wrong person.
Okay, I'm so sorry, Greg. No, that does happen sometimes, mix up. Spirit can misguide me occasionally. Anyone else? Sit down, thank you. Anyone else? Sam? Sam, I've got a Sam here. The name Sam? Sam mean anything? Sam, anyone? No one? The name Sam? Come on, it must be someone. A brother, sister, aunt, uncle. Sam, the name Sam? Anyone? Mean anything to anyone? No, no one? Sam? No, anyone? Surely, come on, anyone? Anyone at all? No? No? Sam at all? I should tell you what. Yeah, Greg, I think it is your Sam. Actually, can you stand up again, please?
Well, no, I mean, not to worry. No, if it's not a man, then I don't know any other Sam.
Do you know what? It might be your Sam, actually. Yeah, I can see it. He's naked, and he was indeed a man after all. And yes, it's your Samuel, Greg, and Sam's saying.
Well, sorry, no, I might be oversensitive, but I just feel a bit funny about you glibly announcing to the whole audience here that you're looking at my husband's genitals.
Glibly? What do you mean? Sorry, I just noticed it was a man, and I gotta tell you, Greg, with all respect, they are all naked up there. Basically naked up there. None of them wear like a see-through chiffon gown, like in them old Botticelli paintings. But they're all walking around scantily clad. Nothing. They're enjoying each other. Why not?
But you thought Sam was a woman earlier.
Yes, I was mistaken. I dealt with that. I just glanced, and I couldn't see any bald genitals first time.
Well, why not?
Because basically, I don't know, it was the way he was standing when I first looked.
The way he was standing? Well, how was he standing then?
Sort of side on and behind the chiffon. I couldn't quite make out any penis, but I kind of could tell he had one on a second glance,
I don't actually want you having a second glance. Just casually having another look at my husband's genitals.
No, it was a tiny peek. A peek. Just to confirm it was a fella, your husband, Sam. But as I said, I didn't pick up on it initially because he was sort of standing side on. I could just about make out a tiny, maybe one ball hiding sort of behind his leg, you see?
I don't like this. It just feels invasive.
What, one ball? One measly little ball? One of his nuts? I've got to be self, mate.
I'm sorry, it's just the way you casually announced to everybody his body.
It was a tiny bit of ball, and I didn't even know if it was that. I glimpsed, you know, maybe a wrinkled scrotum, maybe, and some pubes and that. That's all. I only glanced. And that's how originally the mistake was made, you see, about it being a woman. Precisely because I wasn't gawping. Anyway, right, Sam wants you to know that he's missing you.
Yeah, well, I think the moment's gone now, don't you?
Yes, all right, maybe it has. And if it's any consolation, he's saying, he's thinking of sticking a few clothes on now, particularly this time of year, he heard what you said.
No, that's appalling, isn't it?
Yeah, you are. Right, thank you. Sit down, please. Fagin, he's gone now. Right, moving on. Does the name David mean anything to anyone? David. Not Davinia, not Davina, David. I'm saying David. It's a bloke's name, a bloke. It's a bloke I've got now. Spirit of a man. Strictly a man. Yes, anyone? David.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com. Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Well, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm hiding away now from the throbbing crowds and unbelievers. I've come to the ornamental gardens here at the manor just to collect my thoughts, just to be alone with the elements. I don't want to talk to anyone, just to be at peace. Oh, hold on, result. There's Lord Hawley. Hello, sir!
Oh, hello, Clinton. I was planning to come along, but I'm afraid I missed your seance earlier.
Oh, thank goodness. You picked such a lovely day to enjoy your garden instead.
Just enjoying some of my herbaceous borders. Do you know, sometimes I'm convinced the flowers are talking to me.
But they do. Those buddleias there, they're very chatty.
They're lovely.
Yeah, hold on, what are they saying? They're saying, Clinton's the consummate professional. You must get him to headline the show on Monday for the BBC cameras. And what's this? No, the rhododendrons are insisting I'm the man.
Hell!
Oh, we meet again.
Do you know Thor?
Yes, I do. Funny enough, I went to his Nordic Viking workshop earlier.
Do you know, I'm fascinated with that stuff that Thor does. Nordic astral projection, what a thing.
Yes, indeed.
Lord Holly likes a lot of what I have to offer. The sheer power of Nordic Aryan folklore.
Yeah, lovely, I'm sure. Yes, I've just been communing with the flowers with Lord Holly here.
All of nature tells a story, but I always say it's the same story of savagery and conquest. We do not follow nature's path. We show it the way.
Such a strikingly brutal philosophy.
Yeah, nature can be brutal. I once killed a cat with a steering wheel lock. I mean, I had to, really. It was suffering. It'd been hit by a car. It was my car, but in my defence, I'd have nightmares about it for a few months. Quite upsetting, actually.
Well, I'll leave you to reminisce, Clinton. Now, Thor, tell me more about the purity of Lord...
Yeah, I better be off. Of all things, I've got a wedding this afternoon. Quite a compliment to be invited to a stranger's wedding. Such is the price of success. See you both.
Hell.
Hell.
Oh, yeah, hell.
Yes, as I was saying to Lord Hawley, high excitement. Incredibly, I've been invited to a wedding not too far away in Dorset. I don't know the couple terribly well, but they are open-minded believers, and they reached out to me, and here's the thing, so that the bride's deceased father may be also present at the wedding. That's right. I will be channeling this afternoon Frank, the father of the bride, so that he too can enjoy proceedings on this very special day. The wedding's in a hotel, a short hop from Hawley Manor. I'm suited and booted. I look very nice. The train's nearly pulling into the station. Then I'll get a taxi to the hotel. Fingers crossed. Hello, Sarah, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness, Clinton. You made it.
Of course. And can I just say how gorgeous you're looking, my love, the blushing bride.
Thank you.
And you must be the bride's mother. Enchantée. June, isn't it?
Yes. Hello. Thank you for coming.
Not at all. Lovely venue for a wedding, isn't it? And, you know, yes. Yeah, I thought so. Your father is actually here with me now. Can I tell you, your father... Oh, look, he's wearing his best suit. He's proud as punch of his daughter. He's a little nervous. In fact, he's already having a nip of whiskey to calm himself down.
Oh, I don't want my dad drinking on my wedding day. He's got fun.
Of course, get rid of it, Frank. That's it. Thank you. Yeah, it's gone.
Well, I wouldn't mind betting he hasn't got another one in his pocket, that bastard.
Please, Mum. Actually, I've got a bit of a special request.
Oh, yes.
I know it's a bit out of the ordinary, but do you think my dad would possibly walk me down the aisle?
How do you... Well, he will be in the hall, invisible already, you know.
I know, it's just that I really want to feel him next to me, actually giving me way. I don't know if this is at all possible, but are you able to walk me down the aisle while channeling the spirit of my father?
Well, is your mum all right with it?
Well, I suppose, if it makes Miss Sarah happy.
Okay. I can feel him approaching over my shoulder, Sarah. And yeah, he's inside me.
That? Is he there?
Yes. Yes, he is, Sarah.
Thank you for doing this with me. I promise to go slowly so your limp isn't too obvious.
So, limp, don't you? Right, just checking which...
His left leg.
Okay, he knows. Sorry, because it's a little bit better now, but... I've got to tell you, Sarah... It's not only your dad who stands by me now, but I can also see all the nans and granddads and whatnot what have died in the past and now standing witness to your special union.
I think I'm going to cry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Clinton. It meant a lot to have my dad here.
And it meant a lot to him too. And he wanted to give you a little kiss, if that's all right. Yeah.
Clinton, is my dad still here?
Yeah, not half, my love. He's having a great time. And you know what? He sat right here next to me enjoying a glass of champagne.
He's drinking?
Oh, yeah.
I knew it'd spoil it.
No, sorry, my mistake. Do you know what? I'm just looking again. It's sparkling water on a second glance.
Well, that's really... Thanks, Dad. Can I just say thank you for everyone for coming? This is the proudest part of my entire day. Utterly thrilling to have my dear departed father to witness the wedding. For those who didn't know, Clinton here is actually channeling my father Frank right this second. And now, this is a little unexpected, but I know how much my father enjoyed the limelight, so goodness only knows if this is something we can achieve, but I'm going to try to get him to take the stage and make a short speech. Can we just try, Clinton, please?
Well, I'm a bit nervous about getting up, you know.
But please.
I can maybe just report briefly on what your father is saying.
Oh, if you could, that would be...
Frank is with me now, and he's saying he's had a wonderful day, and Steve here is the perfect son-in-law. He says his only regret is that his daughter won't let him have any champagne.
Tell us a joke, Frank.
No, I don't think he wants to do that.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, he always loved telling his jokes.
Yeah, but I'm not... Can you say, I'm not sure this is the time. He can't think of one for a kick-off.
Oh, get him to tell us that silly Alsatian joke.
Sorry, the Alsatian joke. Oh, yeah. You sure about...
Absolutely.
The Alsatian joke?
Yes.
OK, well... He's telling it through me. I think I can remember it. He says... He's saying,
the Alsatian one, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Right, okay. Two fellas are watching Alsatian licking his balls and holding out his arse and that. One says, I wish I could do that. The other one says, well, at least give him a stroke first, you dirty little bastard.
The joke us kids always liked was, why has an Alsatian never won Strictly? Because they've all got two left feet.
Yeah, he's pissed. What a crying shame. Frank, that's out of order.
Why did you say that, Dad?
Yeah, out of order. Absolutely disgusting that your dad would use such filth in front of wedding guests. Dear me. Some people have to fucking ruin things for everyone. Oh, dear. Slightly taking the edge off it, my love, but you are married now, love, so that's the main thing, isn't it? Yeah. See? Was it Steve who's got me money, or...? Right. Not bad, is my verdict. Not bad at all. Shame the old man let himself down at the end there, but, you know, I think it was a wonderful day for the most part. Almost makes me wish I had a daughter of...
Any refreshments at all?
Oh, I think I've probably had enough. Got any water? Hold on.
Clinton! Are you here?
Yes.
Right, you can have them back.
Who?
Tarawak! I'm sick to death of him. All he talks about is herring and how he hates the bloody Chinese.
Oh, told you, I'll gladly have him back, my little frostbitten pal. Tell him to pass back over to me. And I tell you what, you can have Stephen bloody Hawkin back and all.
Send him over at your leisure.
Hey, can you smell whale meat?
Whale meat?
Don't matter. Actually, forget the water. I'll have four whiskies to celebrate, please. Two for me and two for my Eskimo friend. Bottoms up, Tarawak!
Clinton Baptiste Paranormal Podcast Series 3 was written by Alex Lowe and Josh Cluderay, with contributions from Lewis McLeod. It was produced by Cornelius Mendez. It's an 11:29 production, and Clinton Baptiste appears courtesy of Goodnight Vienna Productions. Spirits,
fading now. Fading now. For exclusive Clinton Baptist Healing Festival t-shirts and other merchandise, go to 11-29media.com/Clinton-Baptist. Trips off the tongue, that address, I think you'll agree. And to receive a regular Clinton podcast newsletter, go to ClintonBaptist.com. Thank you.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Yeah, right. Clinton Baptist here, offering you the chance to enjoy my Patreon podcast for free for 7 days. So many people have been joining me over there. It's a shame that you're not. We've got videos, cartoons, we've got all sorts of stuff, all the old back catalogue, and a chance for exclusive dibs on tickets before anyone else. Please come to patreon.com/Clinton Baptist. All right, spirit fading now. See you there. Fading now.